Thank you and good morning. The Sheriff's Office has another Twitter handle to follow to go along with the main office Twitter account and the Office of Emergency Services Twitter account. You can now follow the Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center on Twitter, which will update on road closures, critical incidents, and public safety advisories across the county. The Sheriff's Office also wants to remind residents who wish to enjoy the snow in the mountains to avoid Neyland, which is all private property. Property owners have complained about trash left behind and damage to the landscape by visitors who trespass on private property to enjoy the snow. There are plenty of public spaces available for winter recreation, including United States Forest Service lands. The Pacific Gas and Electric Power Outage map is clear this morning after power was restored to customers in the Hoopa and Wichpeck areas on Monday. Nearly 500 residents were left without power after snow-laden trees fell across power lines, leaving residents in the dark until midday. There is more rain forecasted for tonight into Wednesday morning, with a chance of snow at higher elevations before we get to enjoy a few consecutive sunny days. The U.S. Geological Survey recorded two minor earthquakes on Monday. The first trembler registered at 3.3 at around 4:30 in the afternoon. The second trembler, which registered at 4.8, struck at 7:35 Monday evening, 64 miles west of Eureka. Neither earthquake caused any damage or tsunami alerts. The Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office has issued an updated alert for residents near the Deadwood Conservation Camp to be aware that an escaped convict is on the run and may be headed west to Humboldt County. Daniel Fiddler walked away from the camp on Saturday night after a headcount revealed he had gone missing. Fiddler is connected with a stolen truck that was found on Sunday, and it's believed Fiddler is on foot. Residents have been warned not to pick up any hitchhikers and to secure their homes and property. Fiddler was convicted in Humboldt County and sentenced to state prison, and the alert went out to residents along Highway 96 and 263 to the Humboldt County line. Fiddler is an adult white male with a bald head and green eyes. The County DUI Task Force continues its efforts to remove impaired and dangerous drivers from local roadways over this three-week holiday period. The Fortuna Police Department, which coordinates the Avoid the 10 Task Force, reports that 16 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI since December 18th. Six drivers were arrested from Thursday through Sunday night, and the enforcement period will continue through the week and will be back in force over the New Year weekend as well. The Sheriff's Office continues its search for 37-year-old Delina Sovereign, who was wanted in connection with an assault and robbery at Herrick Avenue and Elk River Road in Eureka last week. Delina and her husband Shane Sovereign are suspected of assaulting and robbing a woman, an acquaintance they both knew, during an altercation last Wednesday. Anyone with information about Delina Sovereign's whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One county issue that will carry over into the new year, just as it's carried over each new year for the past several years, is expanded air service at the county airport. Supervisor Virginia Bass spoke about the most important issues facing county airports, including maintenance and staffing, as well as attracting an airline that will expand daily flights. Bass said that there still is a lot of work to be done.
The main airport, you've got the restaurant that needs a lot of work. Getting that up and running, getting a tenant, that's very important. Getting someone in the gift shop area, that's part of it. Maintenance is always an issue, you know, whether it's you don't have enough staff. And then when you expand it to the other facilities and other airports, you've got runway issues and you do have challenges.
That maintenance extends to other county airports, including Garberville, where the runways and aprons need to be resurfaced. Bass said that things are looking up as we head into 2016, and that local residents continue to fill up planes leaving from the main airport.
On the positive, we actually keep increasing the capacity of the seats that go out of here on a regular basis. There's actually slightly over 8,000 seats scheduled to leave Arcata in January. And compared to last year, that's 3,000 more seats. The airlines are seeing that we have the numbers here to support more capacity.
In 2007, there were more than 105,000 enplanements at the airport, a number that has dropped below 55,000 since 2013, as the county continues its work to add more daily flights. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.